We decree that by your divine power, you are re-entering the schools in America. We decree an end to mass shootings, school shootings, in the name of Jesus.
Now more than ever, we must intercede for our nation. Join other like-minded believers and spiritual leaders as we gather at the State Capitol Building in downtown Atlanta on Good Friday, March 30th, from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. We're raising an altar to God, crying for mercy, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, and leaving a spiritual imprint that will not be erased. For more information, 770-994-3777 or rhfan.com.
Your life will never be the same.
Don't you know your life will turn around?
Resurrection power is here to take you to a higher ground.
Welcome to the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuja, pastor of Resurrection House for All Nations, located at 6605 Mall Boulevard, Union City, Georgia, 30291. Good morning, I'm Twanda Black. Join us for Good Friday service right here at Resurrection House for All Nations, 7 p.m. We're looking forward to celebrating this Resurrection weekend with you. Are you desperate for your breakthrough? We've got to get to our own Gethsemane. Apostle is teaching this week from Gethsemane to Golgotha. Let's listen in. Here's Apostle Chika.
You know, somebody asked me, how was it easy for you to just transition out of one ministry into another? And God told you to give away your savings and you just did it. Tell them I was so desperate. I couldn't afford any double-mindedness. Because double-mindedness is a terrible tormentor. Because once you start it, before long, you don't know whether you're hearing from God or you are not. Before long, you're so confused. You're questioning everything. Before long, then you will be in this place where you don't know whether God speaks to you or not. Now you need counseling. But it's only coming, the confusion is coming because you got to your Gethsemane and you backed away. We know God can deliver me from it. But he says, no, go through it. Go through it. I told you that one of the things that came out of everything I went through on this last trip, it was a tasted weakness. You know, when you've been strong so long, you don't understand what other people are going through. Because when things challenge you, you talk in tongues all night long and run right through every devil and get it done. But all of a sudden, if you say, I rebuke you in Jesus' name, nobody rebuke you. And they're acting like you didn't say anything. And you find yourself in a place you never thought you will be. And I'm wondering, what are the people, if I told them I was their pastor, they'd be wondering, man, has this God left him? Times of weakness. I mean, of course, none of the disciples expected that the Lord would allow himself. Yeah. They've seen him escape so many times.
Yeah.
They saw him come in the temple and flip the thing. That's the Jesus we like. Big, bold, strong. Not the one the father would just watch and then he would just let himself be chained. And they're beating on him. And all you young men there now, you want to tear somebody. They said, well, we don't need this yourself. Put up your sword. We don't need this. The father has called for this. You know, some of us, we make up our mind that we'll go through our Gethsemane and then the devil will send us somebody on the side. Well, you don't have to take that. How do they know what God wants you to take?
Amen.
Not knowing that your greatest breakthrough is on the other side. I know that the world has gone crazy and they're chasing the wind and adopting all these religions like Baal. And they're all going to end up in confusion.
Amen.
But look at through the centuries since he died. 2,000 years ago. Over 2,000 years ago, look at all the billions, who knows, of men and women that have held up to his name. Amen. And he has saved them from hell.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. I must find myself crying. Look at this. Look at what he just said to me. The destiny of everybody that had died from Adam until Jesus. Their destiny was hanging in the balance that night. So when God weighs my pain against all the blessing that will come out of it.
Amen.
Says, son, you may not think so. You may not even understand it. But you're going through this.
Amen.
The benefit is greater than the pain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you in Gethsemane? Do you understand it? The things that God could deliver you from. But he says no. So you have to walk through this. You have to go through this. You have to endure this pain. You know, in our generation, I told you that there is nothing in technology that's helping us with the fruits of the Spirit. Everything is against us. Even the microwave is cooking slow now. I promise you, before long, somebody will get out something faster. You don't even have to cut the microwave on. This one is connected to some solar panel on in the roof. You just switch it on, 10 seconds. Take it out. And unfortunately, we are getting weaker and weaker. Now listen. He said, and Jesus came from his dialogue. He did it three times. The first time he came, this is why I chose the text in Mark. He came to him. Please listen carefully. He never went to the rest of the, okay, we have 11, so this is 3, so we have 8. He never went back to the 8. Because I want to speak to children of privilege. God has granted you access. He's allowed you to come closer. He's giving you experiences in him. And Jesus came back to these 3 privileged. And he asked them a question. Why are you sleeping? I told you that one of the things that amazed me in church is that I was in such error, I thought that the person sitting next to me understood what I understood. I thought that they had the same relationship with God. I thought that they had the same depth. But you notice where different people are in God.
Amen.
Some people are on the outskirts. But I'm speaking to children of privilege. He said, why are you sleeping? Of course, some gospel said they were heavy. Well, they've been going all day. They prepared the Passover. They ate. Now it's late. You look at them, you have every natural reason for them to be sleeping.
Amen.
But Jesus says, why are you sleeping? This is not the time for you to sleep. What excuses will I give myself for falling asleep? There's so much going on around us. And then when you hear the question, why are you sleeping? You just think about physical sleep. But I'm saying there's so much going on in America. There's so much going on around the world. And ask yourself, which one of these things am I clued into? What is God saying? I know today when we were in the city of Atlanta, when we were at the state capitol, everybody was comfortable. But I could feel the discomfort when I went to the city of Atlanta. That's why I say, you know, watch something about to happen. Because God said to me, unseat the seat of idolatry. You see? Because some of these things are very uncomfortable to our politically correct, smooth generation. But when God sends prophets to prophesy against altars, you do it in full view.
Amen.
For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Why are you sleeping? Because when you're asleep, you adopt the secular humanist philosophies of this age. No ruffling of feathers. Why are you sleeping? Why are you sleeping? Sometimes you're so distracted from God because you're focusing on, you know, this, you're focusing on that. I want to be married. I need a job. Why are you sleeping? Do you understand the time? He said, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch. I said, he went back to the father. Now, why would he go back a second time? I love how, let me read it to you in Luke. So you can see. Look at Luke 22. Well, let me throw this in here. It may not cost you anything. I mean, because even in all the preaching in the church today, Peter is always getting knocked. But you notice there were three guys there. But he came back there. Who did he call? He said, Peter, why are you sleeping? Come on. If I had done that, come on, tell me what the response would be. Why are you picking on me? It's three of us here. Why are you always picking on me? I'm not the only one here. Why? Because God will pick on you based on who you are to him.
Amen.
And you keep trying to fit in. You keep trying to be like everybody else. But he's relating to you uniquely as you.
You are unique and special in God's eyes. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to the Voice of Resurrection today with Apostle Chika Anuzo. If you'd like to hear this message or any message in its entirety, or you'd like to support this ministry, please make your check or money order out to RHFAN. Send it to P.O. Box 251, Union City, Georgia 30291. We invite you to visit with us at Resurrection House for All Nations every Sunday, 8 and 11 a.m. services, or our midweek Bible study every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Thanks so much for joining us for the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuzo. Resurrection House for All Nations, where dead things come alive. I'm Twanda Black, and until next time, peace and love be with you.